the customers are terrible. Like, they, you can't get good, fast, and cheap, okay? Choose up.
With a smile that lights up a room, I had to get today's guest on the couch because she is undoubtedly a force. I am joined today by the fashion model, content creator, and entrepreneur, Dora. Help me with your last name.
Owusu.
Owusu, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you look amazing.
Thank you.
You know, okay. I was telling you, you know, before we started rolling, I see why you do what you do. Because the look is there, the personality is there.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to, like, kind of, you know, unpack some of the layers of who Dora really is. So if you don't mind telling me, because, you know, in doing some research and it's out there, you know, on your website and things, it's mentioned that you were bullied. Right?
Yes. Yes.
So how does, you know, being bullied as a kid kind of impact the way that you show up today?
Ooh, okay. Well, I definitely think that being one that's bullied, I like to treat everyone with kindness because I feel like people didn't give me a chance simply because of what I looked like and not really who I was. I mean, I can't help the fact that I'm dark skinned. I can't help the fact that I'm African. But for some reason, that was the thing that made me less of a person to people. So I feel like in my adult life, and honestly, from that moment on, I always told myself, I'm here to lift people up. I'm here to make people feel beautiful ways that I didn't feel when I was growing up. And I feel like I'm doing that. And I'm really happy about it. Yeah. I'm happy. I honestly sometimes can't believe that the same thing I was being bullied for is what I get paid for now.
Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy. And I think I'm working on it now. I've gotten a lot better, but it was sort of a bit of imposter syndrome. Like, do I belong in this space? Like, are you guys saying that you like me, or you think I'm beautiful? Is this a trend? Do you really feel like that? Do you feel obligated to say that my skin tone is beautiful? Because I don't know, it just wasn't like that for so long. So, but
I share in that, you know, being bullied, I think that trauma era will never leave me, right? And so that's why I try to show up the way that I do and be as vocal to, you know, the general public, being like I was bullied for being gay or whatever. And I even know what that word meant.
Yeah.
And so now it's just like, I try to show up because I never know what little boy may be seeing me on some little digital platform, maybe in Kansas City where I'm from. I want to ask you mentioned skin tone. Were you always comfortable with your skin tone?
No. Oh my gosh, no. When I was in middle school, that's when the bullying, I think, was the worst. I tried to, like, find natural remedies to, like, bleach my skin on the low, and I tried using lemon, but then it was too much. I couldn't keep up with this. I was just like, forget it. This is me. This is what it is going to be.
Period.
You know, I'm just going to just accept it and move forward. And whatever life is, it's what life is, you know. Yeah. But I wasn't always comfortable with it. I think it wasn't until my senior year of high school where I was like, oh, I guess I'm not as bad as I thought. Like, I don't know. I think a couple of things. I joined the dance team in my sophomore year of high school, and that uplifted my confidence for real, but I still felt like I was just like, listen, I'm a dark skin girl, you can say that, but you can't say that I can't dance, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, it was more of, like, I'm using dance as a form of, like, I can do this. Like, this is something that I'm good at, so say what you want about my skin tone. And then in high school, my senior year, I was nominated for homecoming court. And I was like, oh, so y'all see me. Like, I was like, wait, I wasn't even going to go to the dance. I wasn't even expecting to get it. But I think that was sort of a start of me, like, being more confident. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, you know, maybe it's not all in my head, but
yeah,
it's not as bad as I
for sure
as it has been. It's gotten better. So,
Today, Dora is showing up and showing out.
Oh, period.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
How do you manage, like, the magnitude of representation, right? Because you are this dark-skinned, beautiful model who people mm-hmm. see and everything, and so maybe the world is putting more, you know, pressure on you to, like, show up and be representation, like, outside of yourself. Mm-hmm. So, like, how do you manage the magnitude of that representation while not conforming to society's standards?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like if you see something wrong, say something. Like, I think that in my industry, one of the major things are, like, makeup artists not having our skin tone, color, or something like that. But, you know, I often let them know, like, hey, this is what I use. I more so take it to use it as a teachable moment for people. You know what I mean?
So you show up with your stuff just in case?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay.
Hair kit, makeup kit. Shoot, I could be a hair and makeup artist.
No, okay.
But for me, I make sure I know what I need because I'm the one that has to be in front of the camera at the end of the day. You know, it's my face. At first, I was like, whatever, if this is how they want to represent themselves, then that's fine. But at the end of the day, like, if you don't look good, you don't feel good. If you don't feel good, you don't perform good. So I have to make sure that, like, I'm on point for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Take me back to the first time that you ever got booked for your first campaign, major to you. Like,
yeah.
What was that moment?
Oh, that was an amazing moment, really. I had been modeling for free for like 6 months because I just wanted to get practice in. And then, a makeup artist, Mally, King Mally Magic on Instagram, she found me on Instagram and she had said, hey, I'm doing a campaign for Anastasia Beverly Hills. Would you like to be a part of it? I was like, yes. Like, what? Me? And she was like, this is the rate. Are you okay with it? I was like, am I okay with it? I never gotten paid to do this. And at the time, I was working at the gym on my college campus, making like 12 something an hour. So I was like, oh, yes, absolutely. I will be there. What time do you need me? I was there. And it was great. It was a great experience. And after that, I thought I could get signed immediately. So I was like, okay, guys, agencies, are you ready for me? Because I got an ABH campaign in my back pocket. Bring me the contract. And it did not happen that way. Listen, when I tell you every agency told me no, I was like, okay, so there's work to do.
Yeah.
So I spent 2017 really working on my craft, like really like reaching out to photographers, shooting, practicing. I went to New York and I reached out to photographers in New York because it's like a different type of vibe. And New York is such a photogenic city. So, and I love the style of the photography of the photographers there. So, shot with different photographers out there, really built my portfolio. Yeah. And then I came back to LA. And then in 2018, January is when I first got signed.
So,
after a year of
grinding,
really grinding.
So we know Dora the model, content creator, entrepreneur.
Yes.
What is Dora doing in her alone time? No one is watching. Like, what is going down?
Oh, I'm always dancing. I'm legitimately always dancing. I have like 1, 2, 3, 4 full-length mirrors in my apartment.
Yes.
And so I'm always busting a move. And it's funny because dancing really does help with posing. And so like sometimes I'll be doing something and I'll stop and I'm like, okay, hold on.
That's a moment.
Do that again. Because when we get to set, we're doing that again.
Yeah.
So I love to dance. I like to honestly chill. I've been reading a lot lately also.
Look at you.
I never used to read as much. I think it was because my parents were like forcing it upon us.
Right.
And then when quarantine hit, I was like, let me pick up a book, see what's really going on. And I always on a book. Like there's always, because in your free time, like I don't always want to be looking at a screen. It's not even healthy for my eyes. I started getting major migraines.
Yo, this is me.
Yeah, dude. Like, I had to get those blue light glasses because it was really hurt. Are those blue light?
Yeah.
No, for real. It was killing my eyes and my brain. Like, my headaches were insane. Like, if I had a migraine, the whole day is done. Yeah, and I done. Can't afford to lose a whole day. No. So I was like, let me find something else.
You know what?
I've been reading. Yeah.
Because I like being in front of the camera. Okay.
Yes.
I like taking pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I'm a little awkward. You know what I'm saying? What is like that one go-to pose that maybe I can even implement in my regular day life?
Ooh, I always do like an over the shoulder is always cute, but I'm trying to.
So like think, a little.
You know, just a little moment. Let's give it to them.
A little
bow. Angle. What else? Oh, cross arm.
Yes, I like that. I like that one. Okay.
Simple, effective.
Okay.
Gets the job.
I'm on the
done.
Right track.
You don't know what to do. Cross your arms.
Cross your arms.
Raise an eyebrow. If you're trying to give attitude, you can smile with it, and they'll all look cute, and it's different like vibes. So yeah.
I read that you worked at McDonald's.
I worked at McDonald's. Yes.
Have you been back to that McDonald's?
I have, because you know what? It was the customers, not the employees.
There you go.
The customers are terrible. Like, you can't get good, fast, and cheap, okay? Choose up. They want fresh fries, fresh everything, but they don't want to wait, and right. They want to go through the drive-thru and order 50 cheeseburgers. Uh-uh. And I'm just like, have you no consideration for your... You know, for other people, what is really going on? So, yeah, I mean, that moment at McDonald's where a customer had come in and taken a photo of me and posted it on his Instagram, you know, it was really hurtful. You know, I was wearing a black shirt because our uniforms were black and my skin is dark skin. And he was like, I can't believe she came to work naked or something like that.
Damn.
Insinuating that like the black shirt and my black skin had no difference. So that was extremely hurtful. Like, I couldn't believe that someone would do that, say that. I cried about it a couple days, not gonna lie. But it was my friends that really uplifted me because they were like, you know what? Like, you're here, you're grinding, you're doing what you have to do. You have a job, you know? And people that will stoop that low, like, it's really internal.
Yeah. That's about them, not you.
Yeah, yeah. So,
But I think your chosen family, which you kind of mentioned, also like your friends, is very important, especially as you mature.
Yeah, no, my so tribe, like they've been there for me from the, ooh, I'm about to cry.
Oh my God. Tissue.
So sorry.
Listen, it is real. Friendship dynamics really be coming in.
Thank you. They've really been there for me and showed up for me when I was like at my lowest points and... I cannot appreciate them enough.
What does being black mean to you?
I'm going to start by saying black is really beautiful. I know it may sound like cliche or whatever, but like we come in so many different shades.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Look at this and this. And beautiful.
I'm saying like I don't know. Yeah. Like that always. Thank you. That always fascinates me. So I'll just start by saying black is so beautiful. And hardworking. We have to work hard in whatever industry we decide to go into. We understand that, you know what, we have to work twice as hard to get to where we want to get to. But I think that shows in our work. I think that we provide quality. You know what I mean? We have high standards for ourselves. And so it's important that we reach those things. So being black is... It's really amazing. It's a pleasure. Yes. We're lucky.
Speaking of black, you know, we're having a lot of representation come through TV these days.
Yes.
I know, like me, you are watching The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, yes.
Do you have a favorite cast member on the show?
Yes, the Grand Dame. Karen Huger. Like, like, she's everything. She's classy. She's funny. Her and Ray are hilarious together. You know, like, they seem just like, this is them. Like, this is not for the cameras. Boom, boom, boom. This, cameras off, cameras on. Okay. This is them. I really love them.
I love how she says Ray.
I know. Ray, who's that? Who's that calling you? Ray. Ray.
The grog dog can never be duplicated, imitated, or intimidated. Boom. Ray!
Okay. Oh, I love it.
What do you anticipate for the reunion? Because, you know, Nicki Minaj is going to be there, which I'm very confused about.
Yeah, I'm interested. I hope that the girls don't hold back anything because Nicki Minaj is going to be there. And I also hope that, you know, the dynamic, you know, it's just cool. I hope that Nicki is able to host. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if she's ever done much of that. I hope the barbs don't come for me because I feel like you say anything about Nicki Minaj and it's just like, ah!
Done.
Yeah. Done. but I feel like, you know, we'll see. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be tuning in. It's something different. And we'll see if they should do it again.
Yeah. Okay. For real. Right, exactly.
So let's try it. I'm excited.
And as we get to the tail end of the year, what would you say has been your peak and your pit so far?
Of this year?
Yeah.
My peak would be... Maybe I should start with my pit.
Start with the pit.
I'm going to start with the pit.
We're going to end it on a high note.
Yeah, period. So I think my pit was letting go of people that I weren't meant to be in my life anymore. Yes. It's like having that realization is hard. Mm-hmm. But when you realize that you have to put yourself first and you really have to value yourself and your future and what you want out of life, then it makes it all the more worth it. It doesn't mean that it's easy, but it just means that it's worth it.
Yeah.
And so I think that that would be my pit, is when you get used to having people in your life and you realize that they're not the best
not
for you.
So
that was the pit. Now the peak has been launching my own business.
Yes!
My satin scarves. It was something that I wanted to do for the last like 2 or 3 years. And I always was like, no, I'm gonna put it off, maybe later, I don't know. But then eventually I was like, no, if you don't do this, Dora, you're gonna be pissed at yourself. Oh. Like, do this for you. If people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. But I would not be able to live with myself if I didn't at least try. Mm-hmm. So I had so many things that I wanted to do. And my best friend was like, just start with solid colors. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? You're right. I started with solid colors, you know, because you can vamp up an outfit with it. It's not, it doesn't even have to be the main show, you know? It's a nice accessory to just elevate your look.
An asset.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's so many ways you can style a satin scarf. Mm-hmm. It's redonkulous. Like, I find new ways every day. And also, like, the people who buy the scarves style it in ways that I haven't seen before. And when they show it to me, I'm just like, yes,
yes,
this is what I'm doing for. Like, I love it. I love to see it, you know? I really did it for the college version of me. I was going to class and I wanted to look cute, and I didn't have that much time to get cute.
Didn't want to do too much.
And so I would just wrap a satin scarf over my hair, over my wigs. I did not have time to glue my wigs down. So I would just like wrap a satin scarf up and we're out the door. And so I was like, you know what? If I were to start something, like, it would be satin scarves. Mm-hmm. You could wear it at the top. You could wear it on your head. You could wear it as a skirt, on your purse. Like, the opportunities are endless.
A belt.
A belt?
Okay.
That's not a belt. Like, there's so many ways. A pillowcase. Listen,
not a pillowcase.
I could sit here all day and list it for you.
Oh, my gosh.
And there still wouldn't be enough time because there's so many different things you could do. So I'm really proud of myself for doing it, mm-hmm. for putting it out into the universe and not letting it stay in my head, because it's been going pretty well so far, and it makes me happy, really happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks so much for checking out this pod post. If you like this one, be sure to share, follow, subscribe, comment. I don't know where the buttons are, but do all that fun stuff. And then be sure to join me right here for the next episode. All right? I'm your boy, Archie J, and thanks for joining me today.